Hello, everybody. I am here with Scott Kirby, who will be returning to Thrasher this June 30th. And I say returning because you've been here twice before. Welcome, Scott. How are you?
I'm great. It's great to see you.
Your show was, I think you probably, of course, you remember this, but for everyone else out there, Scott's show was our very first pandemic show. Like in 2020, we had 10 people in the crowd. And you were so willing to come to Thrasher for the first time and do a show like that with us for the first time. And it was so phenomenal that we had you come back the next year and do an outdoor show. And now that outdoor show, I think, is going to be a tradition because people had a blast last year. And so we're really excited to have you back for our outdoor show on June 30th.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. I recall it vividly. It was a beautiful spot. It was a great crowd. And I've been playing in and around Wisconsin for, I don't know, 20 some odd years. And it's a beautiful town. And I really look forward to getting back there.
Yeah, you can tell that you've been playing in Wisconsin that long because you have fans everywhere. In fact, after that first show where only 10 people could come, I had lots of people come up to me and like, not upset that they weren't there, but there was that FOMO, like that fear of missing out. How did I miss this guy in Wisconsin? Because typically these folks have seen you in Key West. That's where they know you from.
A lot of people have met me in Key West over the years when I used to play I was part owner of a music club there for years. Which I don't play any bars anymore like that, but I did back in my younger days play there. But I think, to tell you the truth, the majority of people around the country discovered me on satellite radio. There, of course, are people, a lot of people that have run into me in Key West, but about 15 years ago, I started getting a lot of airplay on Radio Margaritaville, which is Jimmy Buffett's satellite. And I actually told Jimmy last year when I saw him that, if he hadn't started that station, I don't think I would have the ability to tour around the country like this. That really gave me a lot of visibility in addition to the people I, you know, met in the Keys all those years.
Well, speaking of touring all around the country, you actually just came back from touring outside of the country in Ireland. How was that tour?
Well, it was amazing. I traveled with an Irish musician named Gabriel Donahue who played with the Chieftains for a long time. And, this is our third trip. So we take 40 or 50 people with us. And basically Gabriel is the tour guide and he's from Ireland, obviously. And but the unique thing about our tour is that 6 of the 7 nights we play concerts doing my music. And then we play with Irish musicians. So the last trip was amazing and fantastic. And I returned from Ireland a week ago Monday, and Tuesday morning I went on the road and now I'm in Texas. So
I'm a traveler.
Yes. So, and before I see you on June 30th, I'm going all the way to California and back. So.
Well, and I think that's another thing people really like about you and your shows is that you because you've been so many places and had so many different experiences, you really bring a lot of storytelling to your show and through your songwriting. And so people who are watching your show get to take this little mini trip with you, so to speak, to it, whether it be the Keys or Ireland or whatever you've written about. And I think people really enjoy that.
It is true. I don't really have to go into a well to come up with stories between my songs or to explain them, because everything I say in my show is true. And it comes from, and I'm, you know, been around the planet a few years and got plenty of stories, and things happened in Ireland that I won't even bore you with now, but it was just amazing.
Well, and I think that's the other thing people like is your authenticity and, you know, you feel very natural on stage with these stories and these songs. For anyone who hasn't seen Scott, you have like this sort of 60s, 70s vibe. Margaritaville can be woven in there a little bit, I would say. And you play songs that people know and love from that era. And then you mix in your originals, of course, which feel very much like songs we know and love, which, you know, even if you've not heard it, it feels familiar and good.
Yeah, I grew up in the early 70s singer-songwriter movement. You know, so all my people that inspired me were from that era, probably the golden era of singer songwriters. I mean,
absolutely.
From Joni Mitchell to, you know, James Taylor Jackson, right? Paul, I mean, on and on and on, Harry Chapin, you know, Gordon Lightfoot. They were all my, you know, inspirations. So my style is very much like that. My writing style is like that. And then, you know, you throw the kind of Key West experience in, even though I'm a New Englander, I have a very coastal background. My grandparents are from Newfoundland. I grew up sailing, you know, for my entire life. So there is kind of the Jimmy Buffett thing. You know, Jimmy's, you know, also been a great inspiration for me. And my ninth album coming out at Christmas, but I do also mix in some tunes that I love to play, by, you know, a few James Taylor tunes and other things. So
yeah,
I get sick of listening to my own songs. It's good to play other people's music a few, because, you know, I've heard my songs quite a bit. So
oh man, well, we love it all. We love that you bring it all. And you just mentioned you have an album coming out, did you say, this Christmas?
Yeah, so I went to record it in January in Nashville, and the day I got there, the producer called me and said he had COVID.
Oh,
and I had just seen him in Key West the week before, and I said, I'm not feeling great either. So I took a test and I had COVID.
Oh, bummer.
So the whole project's been delayed a bit. So I've just decided to plan on releasing it, you know, a couple of weeks before Christmas. So,
well, that's perfect, because then everybody can get it as Christmas gifts for their loved
ones.
Yes. You couldn't have planned it.
Maybe they can actually buy a CD player too. Although this time we're going to make it available digitally as well. So it'll be
awesome.
Yeah. So.
Well, Scott, thank you for your time today. I the tickets are selling well for the show. Folks, if you haven't gotten them, you can get them on thrasheropperahouse.com. It is an outdoor show, so, you know, you can kind of channel those Key West vibes, but instead of on the ocean, we'll be right on the shores of Green Lake, which is our own little slice of heaven. And again, thank you to the Havies, Mike and Jill, for giving us that space to use, and a beautiful space for some beautiful music.
Well, great. Thank you for having me. I'm off to a little rehearsal. We're playing a show tomorrow night with Old Crow Medicine Show here in Texas. So,
what an awesome life you have.
I'm very blessed, very fortunate person. I'd never take it for granted. So,
oh my gosh. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you, and we will see you on June 30th.